above the streets and houses, rainbow climbing high. Everyone can see it smiling over the sky. Paint the whole world with a rainbow.
I can't believe he's good.
Why? Why did Ralph, Jane, and the other one gun him down in cold blood?
Oh, Zippy, it's because they're total cunts. They were jealous of our successful careers post-Rainbow.
Fuck off, Bunker. You work as a cashier in Quality Save.
Zippy, you're a heroin addict who lives in a bin.
Shut your ugly, diseased twat of a mouth, John. I told you I'm a tortured artist.
Boys, boys, Jeffrey wouldn't want this. Jeffrey would want terrible vengeance. I'm gonna maul their fucking balls off.
True. I'm going to stick her in the meters with a rusty needle.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's fuck him up.
And so, standing over Jeffrey's coffin, the Rainbow Boys plan their revenge.
Welcome to Shark Select.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Shark Select, the gaming podcast equivalent of being delayed until September and still working your staff to death. I am your host, Winstolf, and I am joined as ever by those sexy thick boys, Stu, and his equally sexy brother, Ryan.
Hello. What was your reference about?
It was a Cyberpunk 2077. Oh, right. It's been delayed till September to give them more time. Oh, but also they're working like 12-hour days until it's finished. So, yeah, cool. Sucks to be on the CD Projekt Red team right now.
Pressures of releasing the Magnum Opus.
The Magnum Opus. Mm. Yeah, I mean, if it's as good as The Witcher 3, I'm going to be all over it, mate. But let us see. So, yeah, how are you guys today? You good, Ryan?
Yeah.
Yeah, you feeling it today?
Yeah.
You feeling it, Stu? And I mean the podcast?
Oh, yeah.
Sexy. Have we been up to anything fun?
Feeling it.
Mainly, just mainly feeling it.
Yeah.
Fingers on the pulse.
Ooh. Does that, will that be the pulse under the... No, I'm not getting into that.
The so dick first vein.
Yes, Stu, the dick vein. That's what I was suggesting. Fucking hell, he's off. He's off and we're barely a couple minutes into it. So yeah, let's get straight to the promotional stuff and wash the taste of that out of our mouths. We get this boring bit out of the way first because I used to take ages babbling about it at the end and Ryan
you
nearly killed
me. It's a boring
me.
Bit.
Yeah?
Why do you always say it's the boring bit?
Because Ryan said it's the boring bit. Ryan hates it. I've got to get it out of the way quick.
It's because your outros used to take 20 minutes just to say, I'm at Winstorf on Twitter.
All right, faff. It's fair enough. Right, okay, so yeah, this is the better version, which is less boring. So we're on Twitter, at ChartSelectPod, all one word, obviously, because it's Twitter.
Yeah, that's all you need.
And it's run by Carry Stu. On. And Stu is, if you say Stu puts some weird stuff up. Any good ones this week, Stu?
No, just the what people responses really.
Pretty quiet week for Shark Select. No bad thing. So we're also on We're on Instagram. Search us if you want. We don't do out. We're also on YouTube. We've got some old episodes up. Look for them. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Podchaser is good. Look for us on Podchaser. Go on there. Give us high scores, and we will become the greatest gaming podcast ever.
Yeah, like and review on Podchaser. Find us on Twitter. That's it. That's all you need to say.
iTunes/Apple Podcast, Ryan. Never forget that.
No,
that's where all the scores happen. Give us 5 stars on there and the internet will collectively come over your body.
What's the reviewer or mine, regardless?
Yours regardless, I suppose. Oh, yeah. Didn't get that much thought.
And follow us on Spotify so you can get featured on there as well.
Yes, of course. We are on Spotify, aren't we? Which is where all the best streaming happens. And where most of the people on my team at work have been listening to us. So I'm surprised I've not been sacked yet. In fact, Stu, I forgot to tell you, you're like a celebrity sometimes on our floor. It's like, oh my God, that's him, isn't it? That's Stu that you do Shark Select with. It's like, yeah, that's right. He's famous.
He's one of them thick wizarding weirdos.
Yeah, yeah. As he shuffles past with a cage full of rooters.
I don't transport rooters.
Is he like a work hermit?
Yeah, what it is, it's like this little vents cut into the wall. And he's like a little, you know, like the Ibsen dungeon keeper. He's like, blah, 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 just running through it with a load of rooters and some cables.
In a big sack, yeah.
And then you see people hitting him like, get out of the way, boy! And then he runs away. That's what he's like.
Does that mean that if you look up at the wrong time, there's like a horrible demon hand just floating over you?
Yeah. It's like, oh no, it's going to pick me up any of the cunt.
Yeah.
And then it's like, wow, and you get picked up and just dropped in a hatchery or something.
Yeah.
Ah, Dungeon Keeper, they were the good times.
Fucking class, Dungeon Keeper.
Fucking was. So, that's the initial housekeeping out of the way. Let's move on to the first part of the podcast, our first regular feature.
Mm.
If you're first time listening, you're in for a treat, because it's time for It's Ryan's Surprise, everybody.
I've got a treat here to another AI script.
Oh, fucking A. Did you see what I linked you to on Twitter, Ryan, the other day? That I think it's Warner Brothers is trialling an actual AI script writing machine.
Well, there you go. So you know what it's going to be like. It's going to be weird.
Yeah, Warner Brothers have been listening to Shark Select and have stolen your idea, Ryan.
Mm.
So if we watch National Treasure 3...
Well, it's that's in. That's
oh
in,
shit!
That's been announced.
It is. Oh shit!
Nicolas Cage will be playing every character.
This is not like Microsoft Word. Shit! It's all coming to pass.
Yeah.
Oh my god! Go on, then, Ryan. What's this week's?
So this one we're going to do Pirates of the Caribbean: Dead Tales Tell No Dead Men Dead Die Dead 2.
I love it already. It can't be as bad as the last Pirates, Phil.
Well, it might be. So, exterior, Caribbean. Captain Jack Sparrow, pirates around on a boat ship.
Okay, yeah.
Poseidon, Pope of the Water, jumps out of the water, but he is the water, so now there's no water.
Okay.
Sparrow, ah, the water has gone. Silence! Poseidon's eyes are beach balls.
Hey, why not?
Are you the Jack Sparrow from the other terrible movies? That depends. What's in it for me, the Jack Sparrow? Jack drinks a bottle of Bacardi rum, the only rum made from real bats. Strange.
Makes sense.
I have a mission for you, Jack. At the end of the ocean, Keira Knightley, the woman from Atonement 2007, jumps on the boat ship, sword in hand. Keira. Time for some Atonement 2007. Smash cut to interior, Caribbean. Smash cut to exterior, Caribbean.
Okay.
Smash mouth to interior. Somebody once told me the world was gonna roll me.
I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
Is that it?
That's it, yeah.
That was beautiful. Why did it end with Smash Mouth?
I don't know.
Like any good film, it has Smash Mouth all-star.
Yeah,
it.
Any film from 2001 to 2005.
Oh, fucking hell. That is, fair play, that was a good one. I enjoyed it. I like to imagine the cut to interior, cut to exterior. It's like, okay. What do you think of that one, Stu?
Yeah, it's good.
I think it's already better than Dead Man's Chest and whatever the third one was called.
Yeah, yeah.
Too Many Pirates, I think the third one
Too
was called.
Too Many Die Time, yeah.
Too Many Pirate Time. So I think the third one had about 20,000 pirates in it to keep track of.
Mm.
It was like Game of Thrones, but pirates.
Yeah.
You ever noticed that? I know it's finished now, like, but normally there's a bit of like a bit of conversation going on still. No one's talked about Game of Thrones since it ended. Did it even happen?
So I think because I was so disappointed from how badly the season ended, then everyone just stopped talking about it.
Yeah, because I remember Stu used to love a bit of Game of Thrones. I mean, how was the last season for you, Stu?
Shit.
Did it just break it for you?
Yeah, pretty much.
It was really sped up. Like, season one, it took a few episodes to travel down to King's Landing. And then, in this one, they're like there in the same episode.
To King's Landing? You know why, don't you? They got there the first time, they unlocked fast travel.
Ah, yeah, could be.
Just fast travel to King's Landing. I mean, I think fast travel can break a good RPG, man. You just get too used to just zipping around the map, don't you? Especially games like Red Dead 2, I never once fast traveled in that because so many things happen between destinations that you skip out of loads of stuff. I love it on Red Dead 2 where someone just tries to ambush you, so you just shotgun them in the face. I mean, you missed that, wouldn't you? Right, okay, so, yeah, that was a good surprise this week, Ryan. Thank fuck it didn't involve 9/11 or any other tragedy. That was awkward.
or even controversial comments about how the colour of space might be the same as, like, Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, true. I think my favourite one you've done so far was either Transformers, where they turned into a copy of Cars 2 on DVD, or the chipmunks because of the after effects you put in on your faces.
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
He just turns into... knock his head off and it turns into spiders.
Yeah. I mean, just to self-wank the podcast a bit there, that was one of our favourite ones.
Yeah.
I think people need to check that one out. Can you remember what episode that one was on?
Oh, God, I don't know. Some of season 3.
Yeah, one of the episodes, what we did.
Just listen to the compilation station and it's got them all.
Ah, yeah, get on the compilation station. Good point, Ryan. So, with Ryan's surprise now firmly within the archives of Shart Select, it's time to move on to the main feature of the podcast. Do you want to do a jingle for you?
Yeah.
Problem is, I'm running out of words that rhyme with feature. I need to mix it up a bit.
Well, this one's talking about our game Wishes. Rhymes something with that, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like Stew's Bitches, that sort of rhymes, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, Fishes. Okay. Something like, we all know about Stew's dirty wishes.
What?
But now I can't think of something that rhymes with wishes. It's games that we've made up. There you go. That's the jingle for this week. My poetry mind's not working this week, everyone. I think it's crashed. So, yes, the main feature this week, we thought it'd be a bit different. And instead of discussing things what have already come to pass, we would, if we were God...
What would you like to see?
Well, what games would we create?
Yeah.
For you, the people. Obviously, it could be any game. It could be a retro-era game. It could be a modern-era game. It could be from any point in gaming history. It could be anything you want. So, who's going to go first?
I don't mind going. I'll go first.
Go on then, Ryan. Get in there, son.
So, first of all, my wife's got a wish as well. She said she wants to play Loco Roco 2.
I think that's
like,
out.
No, like, new one that's not on PSP because we haven't got one anymore.
Oh, like a new Loco Roco for the ages?
Yeah.
Or for a proper console. Not a
or like a handheld or something, just a new one she can play. Yeah.
That's a nice bonus suggestion there.
Yeah.
I like that. We'll take that on board.
I've just thought of one as well. Time Splitters 4.
Ooh.
That'd be a good one. That'd be nice.
Yeah, how would you pitch
that would
it?
Be nice. I wouldn't. That's just
off the cuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've got three different style games that might not be out in the main world yet.
Okay.
So it could be new ones. So the first one I'd like to see is Halo, but from a foot soldier's point of view.
Just a Marine?
Yeah. So you're playing as a Marine, and it'd be like cover-to-cover based, and obviously enemies would be tougher, and elites would be like fucking well scary.
Yeah, they would.
Especially like a hunter, because they're like 12 foot tall, and if you're like just a 6 foot Marine, you're like, oh, fuck.
But they will one-hit kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And like... maybe Spartans or like ODSTs are like, you like look up at them and they're all like, whoa.
Yeah.
Because they come stomping past. Or they might, like, if it's like a campaign mode or something, you're fighting away and then like you hear this crashing and stuff and then a Spartan comes crashing through, just guns down like everybody in front of you and then carries on his path going somewhere. It's like, fuck.
So when you say cover base, would it be third person for that or would it be...
Like, maybe like Rainbow Six, where...
It goes to third
go
person.
Go to third person for the covers.
Yeah, like the recent Deus Ex games as well, they did the same thing.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty good. Would it be big war zones or, like, covert stuff or a bit of both?
A bit of both. Just like, it looks like a classic Halo game, but instead you played as a much more squishy soldier.
Would it be on this generation, or would you go back to the 360 or the original Xbox for this?
Just make it now, yeah, so it comes out.
Sweet. And then what would it be called?
Halo.
Just Halo. I mean, to be fair, there's not been one called Halo yet. The first one was Halo Combat Evolved. Yeah, Halo Combat Devolved.
Just UNSC Soldier 1.
Halo, UNSC Soldier 1.
I don't know. I don't do names. This is just the idea. So Bungie, it's not Bungie. 343 Industries, if you're listening, get it made. It'd be sick.
Ryan has decreed that it must be so.
I think it'd be pretty cool anyway.
I'd play it. I'd happily play it.
Because you could still do the multiplayer and the firefight modes and all that. And then just a bit different, innit? Because you're... Like, the Covenant, they're not really that scary as you're stomping around as a Spartan.
No, I mean, they can be if they overwhelm you, but if the Flood was the fucking scariest thing, wouldn't
it? Yeah, well, imagine if you were playing as a UNSC soldier.
Oh, fuck that.
And you could also unlock... You could get into a Warthog and drive it really weirdly.
Yes! Just recreate the AI.
Yeah.
Would you play it, Jay?
Yeah, well, give it a go.
it sounds like a good idea to me. Would it be mostly campaign, or would it be focused on multiplayer? What would it be?
I reckon mostly campaign, but and then there'd be obviously be a multiplayer.
Yeah, like a
maybe a Forge World, but Forge it'd be a lot World. More, be a lot more cramped, I think, than other Halo games.
It'd be like if it's cramped multiplayer, it'd play like the old Doom multiplayer mods and stuff like that, wouldn't it? It'd be a fast, and incredibly nasty combat.
Maybe even cool. Like. Gears multiplayer, because you are cover to cover, I suppose.
Yeah, but not rolling around with a shotgun. Killing people. Mm. Yeah, okay, that sounds good. So that was Ryan's first idea. Halo, just Halo. Or was it UNSC Marine 1?
Yeah. Halo UNSC Soldier 1.
That'll do. There you go. Generic Soldier 1. So let's jump to Stu for the Stu's ideas now, though. What have you got for us, Stu?
An up-to-date Chaos Engine.
Okay, so talk us through it.
So it'd be like Chaos Engine, but on an Xbox One.
For people who haven't played or ever heard of Chaos Engine, talk us through it.
It's like a steampunk top-down shooter.
Mm.
So would it still be top-down? Or would you make it a different perspective?
I don't know, maybe first or third person would probably work better. I think it was just top-down, because that's all you could do at the time.
That was his limitations, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So was it gunning down hordes of enemies... upgraded weapons that
whilst playing as a mad scientist or a strange other fella, wasn't it? There was all weird like mercenary fellas, yeah.
Did it play a bit like Smash TV or something like that? Top down bullet hell thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was a bit slower paced.
Hmm.
Okay. I imagine in my imagination it sounds a bit like Bulletstorm. This Stu's reimagined version.
No, that'd be too quick and like this would be more like horror based.
Oh, okay. Oh, that sounds good then. So more
like a Lovecraftian first person shooter.
With like trippy sequences and shit.
Yeah.
Like Fear then maybe.
Yeah, like Fear. But it's co op as well.
That's good, yeah. Good, that sounds good.
Would you have it so that'd be on modern consoles, would it?
Yeah.
Alright, extra question I'm gonna throw in. Who would you have to develop and publish it?
Yeah, probably Infinity Ward.
Yes, that'd be a good idea. They are like the masters, aren't they?
Monolith.
Not Infinity Ward. The other one, Respawn.
Respawn. They did Titanfall and Apex Legends, didn't they?
So I'd gone Monolith.
You reckon? I mean, Monolith.
Well, they did Fear 1.
They did Fear 1, and Fear 2 was good, but Fear 3 was pretty shit, wasn't
it? Yeah, but if it's your idea, you tell them you don't want it like Fear 3.
if I see you making it like Fear 3, fucking dead. What the fuck were they thinking? The only good thing in Fear 3 was the assault rifle. So that was Stu's idea. Would it just be called Chaos Engine, Stu?
Yeah, just go for a hard reboot.
Fair enough. The best kind of reboot, if you ask me. Hard.
Stiff.
Throbbing. Reboot. Anyway, so that was Stu's. So we've got two games so far. Oh. Do you want me to go for my idea now?
Just 1 second first.
We'll go on, yeah.
Just do you remember a PS1 era top down shooter called Reloaded?
Yeah.
It rings a bell.
That was weird.
Yeah, a lot of the PS1 games were, because it's that awkward transition between the 16-bit era and like the modern era, wasn't it? So you got some really weird ideas. Remember, did you ever see Return Fire?
No.
That was a really weird game. It's a top down, like tower defense game almost, but you control little army vehicles and you have to try and capture the flag off your enemy. And different vehicles have different skills and stuff.
Sounds like a DEFCON game. Was it DEFCON 9?
No, it was just called Return Fire.
DEFCON 5.
Oh, was it DEFCON 5?
I remember DEFCON 5,
That was sick, that was. I fucking love that game.
Yeah,
That would be a nice remake as well.
Yeah, I think Return Fire would be, but that's not what I'm in for. My choice is going to be something that me, Stu and Ryan used to talk about quite often back in the day. Imagine a Call of Duty campaign, like from the day when you played from different perspectives, but it was Warhammer 40,000, and you played as an Imperial Guard. So for instance, like, say the story was that you had to take back a world that was infested by chaos, and you played as a regular Imperial Guard soldier, which would be like any other Call of Duty game, fighting chaos mooks. It'd be a bit like Ryan's Halo UNSC Soldier 1.
Mm.
Where also you're a bit squishier and you have to hang around with your unit like in early Call of Duty games, just blowing away chaos baddies everywhere.
Yeah, but so the majority would be like shooting, like you'd be fighting other cultists.
Yeah, that's right. So they're like the chaos version of the Imperial Guard, aren't they? Like corrupted planetary defense and all that stuff. And every now and again, they might whip out a tank or a dreadnought or something for an intense boss battle and things like that. But then, say the secondary campaign, you could be playing as a space marine or something. So that's more your big stomping around, just massive open gun battles. Not having to worry about cover or anything. Then you could get to fight bigger enemies. That'd be pretty cool. Like, that's where probably some of the big, like, killing demons and shit would happen.
Yeah.
And then say the final perspective, just to mix things up, you could be like one of the alien races that's stuck on the planet, like a Tau or an Eldar or something. And you end up all crossing paths at some point in the story. That'd be well good, wouldn't it?
Hmm.
What do you reckon to that?
Yeah, sounds quite good, that, yeah.
I mean, that would probably have Infinity War release. Infinity Ward, even, my bad. And I'd probably do it around about the time of Modern Warfare or so. So I'd say back on the last gen, on the 360 or something, when Call of Duty was at its height. And you had games like Space Marine coming out and stuff. It'd be good, wouldn't it?
Hmm.
What, you'd have it developed for then? You wouldn't have it now?
I mean, I'd say there's not been many good Warhammer games to get people hyped, has there, in recent years? I was thinking, like, if you release it around the time of Space Marine, that was quite popular, wasn't it? So people might... And Dawn of War 2 and all that, so people might...
Why are you releasing stuff in the past?
Because no one will play it then, would it?
Well, we've got full access to the timeline. We can just... We're wizards. We can go back in time.
Release stuff in... Yeah, but do you want to play it now? You just remember it, like you'd just be playing that game.
Ah, but HD remaster for modern consoles.
So you want it out now, then, don't you? Because you'd have you just want to release a HD
you want
remaster,
a HD remaster
of a
game that doesn't exist.
Well, I'm just thinking, us in our 20s could enjoy it, and then we could enjoy it again now.
Might just release it now then.
Weird
concept.
Yeah, just thought, it's like strange.
It's like I want to play a Warhammer 40k game back in 1989, so we're going to release it on the Mega Drive.
I did say at the start that we could go anywhere throughout gaming history and do this.
Seems weird. I don't know. I don't get it.
Silly concept.
All right.
These are games I would like to see, but I want it released like 12 years ago.
Well, I'm thinking in terms of when would have been a good time to release. But well, fair enough.
Why not release games now? I don't understand. Surely now is the best time, so you can play it and you've got all the best technology.
Well, just to avoid time travel, abusing time travel, I'll just scrap that whole fucking idea, shall I?
Yeah.
All right,
I thought of a really good game I want to play, and I want to release it in the past, 12 years ago.
It's fine, because I wouldn't have been around
So I can talk about it now and reminisce.
Also,
and another HD remaster.
Yeah, you got two then, couldn't you? But also, we actually discussed it about 10 years ago, so we would have been fucking loving it back then, wouldn't we?
Fuck, that game I invented today was well
fact,
12 years ago.
In
fuck.
Fact, if past me played that game and got to today and heard myself saying this, like, fuck, I made it happen. We really are wizards.
Yeah, but then you'll just make it now.
Look here, you contrary little cunts. You're going back in time and that's the fucking end of it! Right, okay. I think I've got that out of my system. So, Ryan, what's your next choice?
So I was thinking, because I enjoyed Splinter Cell Double Agent.
Right.
I liked the whole sneaky bit in the base and stuff and your choices.
In the hub world.
Yeah.
Where you were supposed to be a baddie, but you were sneaking about undermining them.
Yeah, and putting like bugs and everything in there. So I was thinking, that'd be cool, but also if you developed the outer world, so it was like a GTA-style game.
Okay.
So it's like a double agent GTA style game where it was a bit sneaky Splinter Cell styly, but also it was like being undercover in a crime syndicate in the GTA world, in a GTA world.
That sounds quite good. I remember Sleeping Dogs tried to do something like that, but it was badly implemented. So your version could be even better.
So I think, obviously, like, I don't know, I don't want to say mafia because that's been there, been done, but online crime syndicates, online, fucking GTA style, yeah. Open world game. But the main character is also like an undercover cop or whatever, and you have to do like some sneaky missions and also do like you have to go do cop missions on the side and not be spotted and do
yeah
that's crime cool. missions and not be spotted by the cops and all that. And I mean, how deep are you willing to go?
Very deep, Ryan. For you, very deep. Yeah, for Stu,
sneaking around in your hub and all that and sneaking about.
For Stu, just the tip. But for you, all the way.
Wow. Imagine if there was like dialogue options, but the game didn't give you reminders of what you said previously.
Oh, but that's not what you said. It's like, oh, fuck. And then you have to like argue, lie your way out of it quick. I mean, what time period would you set it in?
Now.
Modern day.
In the past, 15 years ago.
No,
that's
no, I don't mean when you released the game. I mean, what time period would the game be set in?
I don't know. Well, probably like round about nowish when there's technology and you can invent gadgets to help with your espionage.
Hacking and shit.
Yeah,
all right, that sounds good. I play that. What'd you call it?
I would call it Double Agent GTA style game.
Oh, I like it. It's like when you're an AI script, but a game. Who would publish and have developed this game?
Well, it'd obviously be Rockstar.
Yeah, it'd have to be, wouldn't it?
It'd have to be.
It would have to be Rockstar, fair play. I'll give you credit for that one.
I want it to release in 2040.
Fair play. On the Xbox. On the Xbox XYZ W.
I want it to release on the Atari.
Yeah.
Fucking funny cunts, aren't you?
Yeah. I want it to release so it can directly be in direct competition with the 1989 game Ghostbusters on the Atari.
Yeah, we can easily beat it. If we know the secrets of modern technology, yeah, but we could easily thrash that shit Ghostbusters game on the Atari.
It's a good game, that was.
But it's gone through several remasters already, so there's one on each generation.
Yeah. Like Skyrim.
Yeah.
Was the Ghostbusters on the Atari the top-down one or the platformer?
The top-down one, and then when you got to the houses, it went 2D and you had to knock across the streams.
Yeah, I remember. I've seen that one before. Fair enough. All right, so yeah, released on the Atari.
No, I'd like to obviously release it in current gen.
Fair enough. I
or accept. Maybe coming in the future of Xbox Series X, next gen.
That sort of gen.
Yeah.
That sort of new gen, what's coming up.
Yeah.
God, that'll give us something to fucking talk about, won't it? Right, okay. So, Stu, what's your second choice?
I'm going to go with Rock and Roll Racing.
You cunt. That was my second choice.
Is this being released with the Mega Drive?
Yeah.
The Mega Drive minis and stuff?
No, this would be on the PlayStation.
We're going full on PS1?
Yeah, PS1. No, of course not.
So, Stu, tell me about Rock and Roll Racing 2.
So, it'd be like Grid, but mixed with like building your own car. So, you have to start. So, the story was that we came up with is you're racing for like the Raven West equivalent, but Rock and Roll Racing. And your team turns on you. So, then they blow you up and you think you're dead. But you have to take the scraps of that car to build a new one. And you have to get a crew together.
Yeah, and get revenge. So, this is a game that we discussed many years ago, isn't it?
Yeah, this is a college game that we fleshed out.
Yeah,
spent too much time focusing
on our studies. So, just to make for those who don't know what Rock and Roll Racing is, Stu, explain the setting of the game.
It's like a futuristic racing on different planets,
and the Raven West in Grid were the nasty rivals.
Yeah, they're like the big corporate baddies.
What we come up with in between races, you can play the pits like a Mass Effect game, and have dialogue options and stuff with FIFA.
Yeah. So you could go and try and steal other parts from other cars, but if you get caught, then obviously that's going to impact the next race because they're going to be like out for revenge.
Yeah, and you won't have that nice part which you've been trying to get hold of.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a good idea back then, it's a good idea now. So who would you have develop and publish?
Codemasters. Some of the teams would be based on real life rock stars. So you get the voice and likeness of, like, Metallica, say, and then they could be, like, one team, and then, like, a Machine Head.
Yes.
Like, Rob Flynn from Machine Head could be a driver on another team, obviously Ozzy would be like a pit manager or something.
Yeah, so it goes back to that sort of brutal legend or rock star cast thing.
Yeah, that was funny, that one.
Yeah, I think that'd be...
Obviously, I was like a Beastie soundtrack as well.
Yeah, I think that would work very well. Would you have someone from BioWare come over to help with the pit lane scenes?
No, they could... Codemasters could manage that. They did the same thing with Race Driver, didn't they?
Yeah, when you played as Ryan the Train McCain.
Ryan the Train McCain.
We didn't even make this up. That's a real thing.
It was clever, though, where when you were choosing your save name, like your save file, you replaced his middle name with your name for then everyone knew who you were.
So he was Ryan McLean.
It was for me, yeah.
That's brilliant. I love it. All right, so I guess it's time for my second idea, is it? My game would be a special bespoke game just for Shark Select. Shark Kart.
Oh, not Ryan Katamari.
No, Shark Kart. I mean, think of it. Mario's got one. Sonic's got one. Fucking Crash Bandicoot's got one. Why can't we have one? Imagine it, right? It's like a whimsical arcade racer where you can play as us three. Master Fenric, Master Cumrec, and Master Wizard 2. And you can have other characters like Ethel the Frog, Greaser of the Elevator, at Nylar on Twitter. And other such Shark Select characters. Oh, John Burnell, he could be on it.
You have a little police car.
Yeah.
No, he'd be doing a ride along, wouldn't he? He wouldn't be him driving.
Yeah.
Be
he's in the passenger seat. Jam, yeah. You can have Tetris, man. You don't know what his special
move
is.
No, John Burnell would be the commentator for the races.
Oh, yeah, that'd be amazing.
This punk's trying to do it.
He crashes into first.
He tries to pass out the ride. Wrong! And you get spun out. And you can have, like, Mario Kart-style power-ups as well. I don't know if you've played Mario Kart in recent years, but there's like a squid you can get, which sprays ink all over the screen so you can't see where you're driving. It's just
it's
the meat staff.
Yeah.
No, Ryan, it's not cum. It's just suspicious fluid.
All right.
Stop being. Get your mind out.
They'd be like power ups would be like, rather than oil spill, it'd be suspicious fluid, and then you pour a vial of it on the floor.
I'll be honest.
Would there be DLC to have different podcasters? So, like Grief Burrito DLC.
Oh, you could do, yeah. Pixie Podcast DLC. And a special means he just fires copies of Half Life 2 at people to knock them off the track. A Grief Burrito drops a GameCube like a mine. What other power ups could we have, though? I mean, I was just having to think. I can't think of the meat staff. What else could you do? When Stu fires the meat staff, you get a little soundbite going, it's coming it.
Well, maybe everyone could have their own like personal special moves, like Twisted Metal. Maybe there could be a Twisted Metal mode on it.
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah, like a battle arena.
Yeah, like Demolition Derby.
Mine could be an area of effect move just called Jingle. We'll just do...
I know what mine would be.
By singing jingles at you.
I'd throw an N64 at you, and then it forces you to get out of your car and put it in the bin.
Yes! That is fantastic. So would Stu's special move be the meat staff, though? Or would it just be Stu being inappropriate and the guy just forces you to crash off the track in shock?
I don't know. Yeah, it could be. What would your special move be, Stu?
Don't know.
He looks at you and his little character goes, beep, 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 beep. A little sensor thing appears over his mouth and you go, oh. And once you got that look of shock on your face, like the emoji with its mouth wide open, you just crash off the track because you lose your steering.
Basically, that's like a flashbang or something.
Yeah, exactly. Like you being offensive is like a flashbang.
Yeah.
I like Ryan's idea with the N64 as well. That's good. So that's Shark Kart. I think I don't know who'd develop it, though. I mean, who develops good kart racing games? I've got a bloody clue.
Well, just the people that did the Crash one.
Yeah, could do them, couldn't I? Or I could just, like, kidnap some Nintendo developers and make them do it. But it's got swearing in it. Fucking do it, Nintendo! Well, I'm not letting you go home. I'll have a poo on your Switch. So that's my idea, Shark Kart. What do you reckon?
Yeah, sounds good, yeah.
Yeah, my third idea was going to be the one that Stu stole, so I'm going to have to think of a new one quick. Ryan, what's your bastard?
Mine is... me and Stuart discussed this one in length as well. It's a persistent online zombie survival game.
Oh, yeah.
So, like a big mapped area with like loads of people online, and you can choose your classes, so like... cop, medic, civilian, etc.
Wasn't it just random? Like you just spawn in, you just get it, your class, and you get everything at random.
Yeah, and then but there's only so many cops and so many medics or so many whatever. So you like you get this person. So you might end up being like, I don't know, shopkeeper or whatever. And then an NPC. So you get to like build a safe house or whatever and watch out for other players, form alliances and everything. And then after a set amount of time, however long that is, like a zombie spawns or like a like someone becomes a zombie.
Like a and horde of zombies coming.
No, it starts slow. So start with like one, two, whatever. However, like a reasonable ratio between how many people are online.
Zombie ratio.
Yeah, so if it's like if it's a 100-player server, then just say like one of them becomes a zombie.
Okay.
And then when you die, you get to play as the zombie.
Oh, that's awesome. So you just get back up and go after your former allies.
Yeah, and you unlock abilities over time. So obviously if you're a zombie, you won't be running as fast as you were. You might be shuffling. Yeah, and then the longer you survive as a zombie, the more abilities you'd unlock. I don't know, like, you might learn to open doors or whatever.
Can you mutate?
Yeah, you might evolve into becoming a running one and stuff.
Yeah. You could choose to be a running zombie or like a jumping one or whatever.
Oh, that'd
I don't
be
know.
Sick.
And then, so the longer you survive, the more abilities you unlock as a zombie, but also if you're still surviving, the more abilities and care packages you might get. Some might be military care package dropped. So you can run out and get supplies. And
yeah, so the idea of the police and like ambulance jobbers is because they'd have access to guns at the start, but you wouldn't if you were just a civilian.
Yeah, you have to make do with a stick or a golf club or something.
Yeah. But you could be like a mechanic, so you can repair vehicles or like repair machinery, like to get like lights working or something. Or you'd have access to like wire cutters so you can get into buildings and stuff.
Yeah. Or if you're an engineer, you could build contraptions and traps.
That does sound good. If you're the last zombie alive, do you get to go full William Birkin in Resident Evil 2 and just become a killing machine?
Last zombie alive? No, the zombies just keep respawning.
Sorry, yeah. If you were, say, like, the second last human alive and you got turned into a... No, I was going to describe it, how it would work. I think maybe if you were the first zombie but you survived right till the end and you kept levelling up.
You'd become, like, ridiculous. But there couldn't be, like, so many of them, otherwise everyone would be, like, ridiculously tanked.
It'd be
zombies.
Too difficult, wouldn't it?
Maybe just, like, on random.
Yeah, okay. That's a good idea.
And then, so, like, after 30 days or whatever, like, game days and in-game, then there's like an extraction to get to, because obviously the zombies will just keep coming.
Yeah.
So and then if you reach the extraction, then you'll get bonuses to XP or whatever, or you might start off with a few levels higher in the next game.
Yeah.
So if you say if you started as a cop and then you survived, and then the next game you might be like, you might play as a SWAT guy or like the police sergeant and have a shotgun.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And then obviously then the world resets. And then it goes back to normal. And then away you go again.
That sounds good.
Well, if you don't die, you get to keep your character for the next time you play.
There we go then. So I've got a marketing idea for you. So it's a persistent online zombie game. POSG. Sounds like PUBG. People will be interested. There you go. Who would you have developing and publishing?
Oh, fuck knows. I don't know. I'm not sure, to be honest.
Any ideas, Stu? Who'd be good at developing a game like that?
Yeah.
We know what EA doing. They'll ruin it for you, Ryan. They'll take control off you.
I don't know. Shart Entertainment.
Epic, probably.
There you go. Stu's got an Epic.
Yeah, Epic.
Shart Entertainment.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist for legal reasons. We would cause too much of a stir. All right, then. So, Stu, then, what's your final idea?
Be an actual 40K RTS.
Oh, okay, like Dawn of War then?
No, because Dawn of War isn't like a 40k RTS. This is like turn-based, as you're playing a game of 40k.
Oh!
But it's on a computer, and it's all animated, and it all looks like a sick battleground.
So it's the...
And like, they do all the shooting, so you obviously do your dice off-screen or whatever, and then say you get so many shots, then so many shots get fired from that unit...
Yeah, okay.
So it acts it all out what you're playing.
So it's like the tabletop game, but a video game.
Yeah.
That sounds good, to be fair, yeah. So you could choose how many points you have before a battle and choose all your units and everything.
Yeah.
That'd be well good. That's not a bad idea at all. Would it have all of the races or any particularly shit ones you wouldn't bother with?
No, you'd have to have them all, so then people can play as use their thing. You know, it's like a pretty comprehensive army painter system as well.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's all about
so
that.
You can convert your, like, it was some sort of conversion thing, so you'd have, like, I was going to say loot crates, but maybe something equivalent of, where you can get, like, different parts, like different arms and stuff that you can use on your models, so you can convert, like, your HQ choices or something.
Yeah, so when you get...
So would it be like Blood Bowl game on Steam, but obviously
Blood Bowl.
Yeah, similar. So it's the tabletop game, but in the actual real life setting. That sounds really good. I think for your unlocks, maybe if like you get XP in games, and then you get certain amounts of XP, you level up and unlock stuff. That'd be a good way of doing it, wouldn't it?
No,
keep you playing.
No, I think you don't just unlock customization options. You just unlock cosmetics.
Yeah,
I reckon
that's fair, isn't it? Yeah.
So then you can just pick it up and then play as any armies you want.
Yeah, that sounds really good. I like the sound of that.
Maybe release armies as DLC, but then you'd limit it in people's...
Yeah, I imagine this would be a PC exclusive just because it sounds powerful. But
no, you could play it on the Series X or something, I suppose.
Yeah, true, because it's...
PlayStation 5.
I guess in a way it'd be fairly similar to XCOM, wouldn't it, graphically? So
be better than that. It's on... On the X.
No, I mean in terms of like the size of the battlefields and stuff.
I'm thinking like huge battlefields.
Big, wouldn't it? Because like, you don't have like one space marine, you'll have a squad of 10.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
And then
they'll
be all stomping around.
On with you. It'd
be the equivalent of a 6x4 foot table, but like scaled to 40k. So.
All right, that does sound pretty epic. I like that.
Yeah, then it'd be cool because you could have a free flow camera, couldn't you? And zoom right in.
Yeah.
Fly around the battlefield.
And what you could do after a game is do like a full replay editor where you can, like you say, steer the camera around.
The film director.
Yeah.
You just play it all out at full speed.
Yeah, that'd be well good, wouldn't it? You could like look over the strategy of the person who beat you and work out how to get them next time. That'd be well good. Who would develop, Stu?
Relic or either Total War.
Oh, Creative Assembly.
Yeah, either Creative Assembly or Relic.
So... I guess my question is, what would you call it? What would it be called?
Probably just... I don't know. It would obviously be Warhammer 40k Battlegrounds or something.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good. Or just Warhammer 40,000. Just go full meta.
Yeah.
I think that'd be good. That's actually a really good choice. I'm almost embarrassed to roll out my final comedy one, but it is something we've talked about a lot and nearly mentioned on the podcast at various points. So I guess it's time we come clean about this, isn't it? I think you know what I'm talking about here. It's a game... I am going back in time for this one, Ryan. You can't stop me, because it's from a certain point in history. For the Nintendo Wii, using its motion controllers, developed by Nintendo, of course, their family-friendly entertainment, I give to you Dog Wank! Which is a game where you have to use the motion controllers to pleasure dogs.
Well, you two thought of this up in college, so take it away, boys. Explain away.
This was pre-Wii. Was it in college? Okay. We were adults by then. Yeah, so Dog Wank, the premise is you start off with basically like a chihuahua or something, you know, just get the basics. The tutorial might even be a wooden dog, just to get some practice.
Wooden dog.
Fucking hell, I feel so bad saying this, but it is funny. And you level up your dogs as you go, so by the end it's like a fucking mastiff or something. You know, you've got to be careful there.
I'll see you.
Yep.
Chihuahua.
I like that kind of over voiceover in any Nintendo game.
Yeah.
German Shepherd.
Keep going. Yeah.
Almost there.
Almost there. Lipstick.
Yeah. And if you get lipstick, you've passed the level. But the dog can attack you if you do it wrong. If you do it too slow,
if too aggressive,
or too fast. And you have to use the nunchuck thumbstick to control the pressure of your grip. Are you talking to grab too hard?
Yeah, it might bite you.
But if you're too soft, nothing will happen. You'd be like, what the fuck's this? And we did discuss some DLC at the time as well, didn't we, Stu? Where you could, famous British Boy Scout TV host Ray Mears.
You have to wank off Ray Mears.
Yeah, just to put it into context, I say Boy Scout, he's not actually a boy. He's a grown man. He just dresses like a Boy Scout. Ray Mears! Chris, and you have to. He's like a surprise round, isn't he? So, yeah. Oh shit, Ray Mays. He's famously hard to wank off. So.
Well, it just pop up. Like, so where would it be, like, based? Like in a vet or something? Or you just.
I always
imagine. Like, where do the animals come in?
It's just not based anywhere. It's just a Nintendo game. They don't really need any explanation. It's just like, a dog, like, and you have to wank it off.
I was sort of thinking like Cooking Mama, but obviously it was like like the vet's and you just walk in.
A vet's table.
Yeah. Like someone places the dog in front of you. You wank it off and then they take that dog away and put another one in front of you.
The animal's like a conveyor belt. The animal sperm clinic.
Yeah.
Slash and then, Ray Mays.
Like someone picks up Ray Mays and puts him on the table on his back. You have to wank Ray Mays off and then take him away.
Press A to drop shorts. I just imagine they were just floating in like an ether. But your version's better, Ryan. See, you've contributed. You've contributed to dog wank.
Yeah, just to make it worse for you.
Dog wank!
And everybody listening, just to make it worse.
Yeah. So everyone, thanks for being a fan of Shark Select for so long. I'm guessing they're all leaving now. But I had to tell the world about dog wank. Obviously developed and published by Nintendo. This is right up their street, isn't it?
Yeah.
They fucking love weird things done to animals. Look at poor Yoshi. That guy got smashed around the back of the head by Mario constantly.
Just forced to lay eggs. He's not even a girl, is he?
Exactly. What's Mario done to him? Just shoved a load of love eggs up his arsehole.
Forced to lay eggs. He's not even a girl.
Yeah. Fucking hell, Mario. You're sick. Stomps on turtles is a cunt, but don't even get me going into Mario. So, yeah. I think that's... Have we all done three now? I think we have, haven't we?
Yeah, I've done mine, yeah.
So, yeah. Yes, publishers of the world, get back to us. When we become famous, we'll... Cut against me.
Oh, there's Ryan Katamari as well.
Yeah, Ryan Katamari. So, do you guys want to quickly mention Ryan Katamari?
I think you just mentioned it now.
Yes, but...
Let's just carry on.
Don't want to explain Ryan Katamari? Content on the podcast? What?
It doesn't make sense. You mentioned it, so we just tell us what it is.
Go on, Stu.
Ryan rolls down there a hill and picks stuff up.
Like the game Katamari.
There we go.
Cool.
Fuck. Right, okay then. We'll let Ryan calm down after that little tizzy. It's time for What People Responses, the part of the podcast where you, our lovely listeners, write in with your thoughts and brain ejections. Brain ejections? That'll do.
Right, okay, so it's time for What People Responses!
Alright, yes.
So first up, we asked if you could have any game made, what would it be? And first on the list, we've got WT Famicom. What the Famicom? And it says, my co-host and I thought of a game 10 years ago, and I'm glad somebody finally asked me. My answer is a game called BY, or Blowing Yourself. An FPS where you, well, you know, DLC for different pants and locations.
I thought Dog Wank was weird. Fair play.
So?
I see Stu's reply, yeah. This isn't a video game, is it?
Someone else has come for not yet. Not yet.
Oh, the power we have if this was released.
Yeah, but like, you need someone to like track, I guess. Or it'd be like VR. And then, so you're doing the action and then you can see it.
Your missus watching to see you going, Ryan, what the fuck are you doing?
At least you're not like
Resident Evil 7.
Imagine trying to explain that, or like you're getting bummed in VR. Yeah. Walked in.
It's a skiing game. It's a skiing game.
Yeah. Skiing simulator. Skiing simulator.
Skiing simulator.
All right. Yeah. Cottaging mode. That's when you complete the game. 100%. Cottaging mode.
That was fucking brilliant, Ryan. Fair play.
Anyway, Ronin Geek official podcast, Final Fantasy 15 remake, but starring Thick Boys.
Yeah, that would make that game so much better. Watching four Thick Boys in the car drive around doing nothing for 70 hours would be brilliant.
Yeah.
Pretty much our lives.
Game Tripper UK, an actually decent VR racing game, or a Lego game where you can build your own car and race it on the track you build, or both at the same time.
I'm down with that, yeah. It's like everyone's childhood when you made Lego racing cars and threw them down your stairs and then your mum told you off.
Mm.
They drove off a cliff, Mum! Yeah, that works. Watch next year.
Yeah, cool.
Fucking well, good mate. Fucking well, good mate. Alright, fair enough.
I would like to, Jeffrey P. Davis at Jeff P. Davis would like to see another Sly Cooper game to be made. The last one on PS3 ended with a cliffhanger.
He was that raccoony bloke that Sly Raccoon, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I remember him, yeah.
Ratchet and Clank collection that includes the non-console or DLC games.
Yeah, fair shout. They're popular. People like
the phone one, the tablet one, and the booty.
The booty?
Yeah.
Like robot booty. Look at my robot booty.
And guest starring games like Jack X or Hot Shot Golf. Awesome. I remember Jack and Daxter.
Yeah, I remember
that. Was a good game.
I see Stu's made a good recommendation of getting Gex in there as well. I'd love to see a new Gex game. Deep Cover Gecko was fucking boss on the PS1.
Yeah, it was.
You could be a vampire in it and everything. That's detective. You could do all sorts in it.
It's everything, wasn't it? It basically just a platformer, but still.
It was like Mario 64, but better.
Yeah.
A million times better.
The Unexceptionals podcasts. Can we finally get Half-Life 3?
Take it up with Pixie Podcast, he'll tell you. Yeah. It's locked in Area 51, isn't it?
Yeah. And nobody wanted it.
Trump was quite relieved it was still there.
Gaming Casual podcast says, honestly, I want a good naval RTS, one that isn't overly complex, but also incorporates real physics.
That would be interesting. Like big battleships. And would it be like World War II, you reckon? In the Pacific, fighting off zeros?
Well, they still do warships these days, though, don't they?
They're not. It's more like submarines nowadays, though, isn't it? There's not as many warships as there used to be. Like the Golden Age of warships was like World War II, where you had big destroyers and shit.
It's still destroyers now. Aircraft carriers and that.
What do you reckon, Stu?
Because you could do both and play as a submarine.
I liked it when you played it on Empire.
Battlefield 2 had big warships you could pilot, didn't it?
Oh, yeah! I remember those. They were quite funny.
Battlefield 2. Battlefield 1942.
That was the one, yeah. The original one.
Yeah, the original one.
Wait, which Total War was it?
Shogun 2, the expansion pack. Fall of the Samurai, was it?
Yeah, but Battlefield 1942, you could actually pilot the warships.
No, you could, See people trying to take off and fly in the right direction while you would turn the ship around. It's like, oh, for fuck's sake, just fall into the water.
Oh, you just turn the ship and just bombard the island you're trying to take over.
I tried to play that single player once. It was very funny. It was on a bridge, a map.
Well, is it the same maps but all bots?
Yeah, so there's a bit where there's a bridge in the middle. I just saw this German staff car approaching. It just bumped gently into a tank trap, and there were two Germans just sat in it, like, "You all right?" Didn't even bother getting out, so I just shot them both and left them there. Hello, what are you doing?
He also says he'd like a VR Halo game.
Am I joined to that, Ryan? Would you play a VR Halo game?
Well, I haven't got VR, but I probably would.
What would you play in the ideal world? Halo, UNSC Soldier 1 in VR.
It depends how immersive it is. I mean, like. Half-Life Alyx looks pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
With all the stuff. So if it was like that and I had the space to do so, maybe. Yeah. But you know what I'd do if I had a VR game?
Go on.
I would recreate my house in VR and then live in it.
Subtly different in little ways.
Because then when you put the VR on, you'd feel everything you're touching in your VR game because it'd be your house.
It's true, it'd be amazing. But in shiny modern graphics instead of real life.
Yeah.
I'm down with it.
Like you could change certain things, like, I don't know, say you're doing the washing up, but in VR you could be doing something else.
Dog wanking.
Yeah.
Well, that's brilliant. Who's next, right?
Music Musing says he wants a Tron MMO.
Tron MMO? That could be interesting. Didn't they try something similar? A Tron MMO.
Yeah.
Trombone. Didn't they try something similar years ago? A Tron MMO. If rings a bell, this. Just running around throwing discs at each other and riding bikes that go at 90 degrees. it would have to be that 80s style, I suppose, wouldn't it? No, they released one a while back, a sequel, didn't they? Do you ever watch the sequel to Tron?
No.
It was quite good. It was quite good. I recommend it.
I've started watching on YouTube a lot of Corridor Crew.
Corridor Crew?
They're visual effects artists. Have worked on films and stuff, but they've done a mini series in between their actual mini series. There's one called Rush, which is so far it looks like it's turn it into like a battlefield, a live action battlefield gate movie. It's got Stephen Ogg in it.
Oh, okay.
Plays as a mercenary. It's pretty cool.
That sounds quite good.
It is cool. But it's, they also do VFX of artists react to good and bad CGI.
But
it goes into why it's bad, why it looks bad, and then what they do differently, and then like even the great ones. But it goes into how the shots were done as well, so it's dead interesting.
Has it gone into the Scorpion King?
Yeah.
Oh, he's but the
worst they've recreated it. Like what?
Oh, they did a deep fake.
Well, no, it wasn't a deep fake. They just re-edited it, and it looked so much better.
That is one of the worst bits of CG I've ever seen in a film. That
they did a deep fake on his face, though, didn't they? So he looks like it actually looks like The Rock.
Yeah, they might have done, and then redid all the textures and everything. But anyway, what were we talking about?
What people responses?
Oh yeah.
What people responses?
Next one. So. Tapsnaps at Tatsnaps PC says he wants a Warhammer 40k game revolving around the Horus Heresy and specifically the Drop Site Massacre, where the legions turned on each other and we got to see the Primarchs battle. Hell yeah.
So quite a few Warhammer 40k ideas coming out from everyone to the
and Stu says he on the replied saying I think he just came.
Oh, did you, Stu? I mean, there should be more Warhammer games, is what we've learned from this episode, really.
Well-made Warhammer games. There's a lot of Warhammer games.
Oh, yeah.
But they're just not
some
very good.
Some of them are just pure guff, aren't they? What the fuck?
That's like a new one that's come out that looks like a cross between Dawn of War and, Total War.
Hmm.
But there's only three, things you can play as. Three armies you can play as. And
let me guess. Space Marines, Chaos Marines, Orcs.
No.
Ooh.
I think it's Necrons, Tau, and something else.
Random.
What are them ones you've got? The Imperium or something? The Mech fellas? Tech fellas? Yeah, Admech. Yeah.
Okay. I remember I saw one, which was like one of those fucking shitty phone games where it's like a lane combat game. Like, they just walk down a path and you have to shoot them.
What's that game called, Ryan? Is it actually called... There's one called actually called AdMech as well.
I don't know. I have to check Steam. It's on there. It might be that one. No, it's not that one. It's somewhere else.
Eldar Wank.
Yeah.
Eldar Wank.
So next on the list, Andy Endean says he'd like a Knight Rider game, please.
Oh, yes.
Like GTA, but with speech recognition, so you can talk to Kit.
Would you have to do it in a Michael...
Like, Kit, Super Pursuit Mode. Or Kit, Turbo Boost. Kit, scan that building. That's the ladies' changing rooms, Michael. That's what I said here.
Achievement unlocked. David Hasselhoff being a poivite. That sounds like it could work. What do you reckon, Stu? Would you play that?
Yeah, I'll play it. Oh, I found that game. It's called Mechanicus, isn't it?
Mechanicus Erectus.
Yemi has also said he would like a Command & Conquer Zero Hour remaster.
Yeah, I'd be down for any Command & Conquer remaster at this point, to be honest.
Lord of the Rings Conquest 2. Both games I loved during my middle school days. BFME.
BFME?
Yeah, that's what it says there. BFME would be a fun series to bring back as well.
I wonder what EFME is.
BFME.
Oh, BFME. Battlefield My Eggs.
Middle Earth.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, get in touch. Well, I don't know what BFME is.
BFME. Google it. BFME. The Lord of the Rings, the Battle for Middle Earth.
Ah.
There we go. The Power of Legoogle.
Next, Brian Mew, Chobo Chan Hunter, says the best games will always be ones I could never imagine existing in the first place.
Ooh.
For those I can imagine, maybe some sort of RPG / immersive sim centered around working your way through a futuristic racing league.
Ooh, hello.
Or kind of a Hitman / Mass Effect / Wipeout / F-Zero hybrid.
Not far off Stu's idea for Rock and Roll Racing 2. Clearly, sharty minds think alike. Thanks for that one.
Mayhem, or Sammy, says a VR version of Castlevania, like a full-on experience, and it still manages to retain its epic soundtrack and music.
That would be really trippy and weird, like when you're leaping about and everything. Probably make you a bit queasy, wouldn't it? Remember that Castlevania on the 360, Stu?
Yeah, that was fucking solid. We got to the first boss and rage quit, and that was it.
It wasn't the best, was it? It was all right, but... Oh, what's next, Ryan? Who have you got for us?
So, Jeffrey P. Davis would like... I would greatly like another Suikoden game to be made. It should be done by the original creator and the woman who did the soundtracks. The first two games are epic, and then it just trails off. Last game was for the Japanese PSP. The joke is half of the games are in Japanese.
Yeah, I've played Suikoden 2, which was a PS1 game. It's a JRPG, so it's probably why you two haven't heard of it. It was really good. It wasn't bad at all. I never completed it, though, which is something I probably need to do. Maybe a life goal there. But yeah, fair play. More sequels would be good.
Ozdog 12, Lord of Spaghetti.
oh, my lord!
Funny you should ask. I have been working on a concept for years. It's fully fleshed out, and I have artwork commissioned for a pitch. Imagine a game in the style of Shank. You play as a cyborg polar bear trying to stop the penguins from blowing up the ice caps, flooding the Earth.
That sounds awesome. He's even put some concept to it.
He's got a huge codpiece on this
He's a polar bear. He's got a big polar dick. That'd be a really difficult dog wank level, actually, wouldn't it? Polar bear with a minigun!
Cyborg bear!
But yeah, seriously, the concept art's really good, so... Maybe track... what's his Twitter handle?
Ozdog12, Lord of Spaghetti Town.
Yeah, get Ozdog12 looked at on Twitter. He's got some excellent concept art for his game. And GIFs. He's got lots of GIFs as well of things.
Conquer and Destroy Show would like a Tony Hawk's middle-aged skater.
I would love to see this.
But yeah, I've got another game I'd like to see as well. I'd like to see Toby Rourke's Pro Foot Skater. Which is a game we invented way back in 2004, which was skateboarding, but without the without the skateboard, like aggressive street walking. Yeah, so like grinding was when you jump and you walked on someone's wall,
like a child.
Yeah, yeah. Like you could stop and your special move could be the worm, like just while you're walking and stand up again.
Yeah, I like it. I think we should release that. Let me get that.
Aggressive street walking.
Yeah, like I don't know, double. Like you could just jump in the air and like grab one foot like that, and like whew, that could be a move, wouldn't it?
Yeah, jump onto a bench and then jump off it and do a spin.
Hey, never soft if you're still going. I hope you're paying attention to this.
Yeah, pro foot skater.
You can bring it back.
Aggressive street walker. I don't know which is the best.
Well, which one's more marketable?
It's like inline skating. You'd be like aggressive inline walking.
Aggressive inline walking simulator.
Yeah.
I
VR.
Like VR. Yeah. In your house.
Everything's VR.
You know, I only realised not too long ago why they're called inline skates.
Because all the wheels are in a line.
Do you know what I realised the other day that Sarah pointed out to me, which you probably laugh at me for thinking as well, but you might also go, oh yeah. When you first get your phone, right, and you try and write fucking in it, and it always comes up with ducking.
Yep.
Did you always picture like a duck doing stuff, and that's ducking?
No, I was just like crouching.
Yeah. Well, I always thought ducking, it was like, ducking? What's this? Why is this called a duck? And then she went, no, it's ducking as in like crouching down. Like, oh, yeah.
What's that duck doing? Oh, you know, just ducking.
Ducking about. Eating so when bread, it all corrected to ducking, I was thinking of the animal when it's actually
just
means
a duck.
The it means to duck.
To duck.
As in crouch down. What did you think about that, Stu? When you got...
Yeah, I always thought the same thing. Like, what's ducking? What's like some sort of weird act? Thing.
Yeah, so not like the normal act of actually just, you know, to crouch down. It's like ducking. What the hell's that? Is it like dogging?
But you have to go every now and again
and eat bread.
Yeah, off each other's backs while you're fucking.
Whoa!
Hey, it's ducking. It's what you do.
What?
It's ducking, man. That's
ducking is you eat bread off someone's backs while you're fucking them.
And go bang 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 when you come.
Craig knows all about that.
I've been. Don't pretend you weren't with me, Ryan.
Fucking go ducking.
When we went to Douglas and did some ducking.
Yeah, so there you go. Maybe that word should be censored on your phone rather than fucking.
Yeah, I think so. Now I know what it means. Yeah. I had a Nokia phone once that didn't know what a penguin was, but knew full well who Hitler was. So I felt a feeling it's got its priorities a bit.
Why are we typing penguin Hitler?
No, this is a completely different text.
Oh, right.
It's like, it's like, I wasn't even trying to spell Hitler, as I recall. It's like, oh, do you mean Hitler? No, I don't mean fucking Hitler. And I was like, penguin, fucking penguin. I didn't know what the penguin was. It's like, is a Nokia secretly extreme right-wing Nazi fans that the penguin deniers?
Penguin
What's
deniers?
Even going on?
Anyway. Final one, we've got Chris Copaline. He says, Doki Doki Panic. Imagine the drugs they have and no one will know because it's not Mario.
Oh, yeah. Doki Doki Panic. That game, what, Mario 2 was secretly stolen or something. Oh, it's that biggest retro game thing that people talk about, isn't it? Fair enough. There is one more, right?
There's one more, yeah. The Geek...
There's a couple more VR ones
the
as well.
The Geek's Cause, say... Knights of the Old Republic 3. 1 and 2 were great. The Old Republic was decent, but not a true Knights of the Old Republic game. I would be able to die happy with a third game. Yeah, so would I. One that closed it all off.
Yeah, that'd be good. I agree. Could there be a mode where you can shoot Karth and Assi in the face repeatedly 100 times?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, Karth! And then he gets resurrected as Kaidan from Mass Effect and they get to shoot him again.
Yeah,
because he's just the same character.
Anton DeBeck from the second one.
Anton DeBeck? Is he a dancer or something?
Yeah, it looks like him. They've got the same name.
Hello, it is me, Anton DeBeck. Shoot him as well. Fuck you, Anton DeBeck. Lightsaber.
He's French.
With a name like DeBeck, how is he not French?
You've not seen him. You know who he is, don't you, on telly?
I know he's a dancer, but I didn't know he's not French.
He's not French.
Oh, what? Why is he not French?
He's not.
He's called DeBeck. That's well French. Did you tell me he's...
Him?
Why are we discussing this?
Because it's important, Stu.
He's a British ballroom and Latin dancer.
He's Latin now as well, is he? Fuck's sake. You know what? I'm done with this. So is that the end of what people responses to?
Yeah.
There's a couple of VR ones.
Yeah,
go on, Stu. You read a couple more. You know where they are.
Like Gaming Arena said virtual pod racing. Virtual reality pod racing, anyway.
Virtual reality pod racing would be good. With a screenshot of that, go on.
Yeah, it was, VR Time Crisis was by Pat Conville.
I would like to see VR Time Crisis. That'd be well good.
And Graham Mason said VR Skyrim or VR Fallout.
Does VR Skyrim already exist?
It does, VR Skyrim.
Yeah, nice try, man.
Oh, he says, having just played VR Skyrim, how about VR Fallout?
VR Fallout New Vegas, so all the glitches are like happening to you. It's like, oh my god, what's going on? People with exploded heads just walking about. Yeah, that'd be good. So thanks, everybody, once again, for dropping in some excellent correspondence. Some very good ideas there. Probably better than mine, to be honest. So, yeah. Well, we look forward to hearing from you next time as well. And everyone who wrote in, you are lovely people. So, I believe this brings on to the next part of the podcast then, boys and girls, doesn't it?
It does.
Having done the meat of the podcast, we now move on to dessert.
Meat and two veg.
Like, fucking hell, Stu. And what's that like, Stu? What's meat and two veg?
Hey?
Cock and two balls. I was expecting you to say. Alright, so, we've got... Next up, we can have the Wizard's Tower or the game. Which one do you guys want to do first?
How about Wizard's Tower?
So have I was going to blag it. I do every week. Hey, I mean, do we even still want to do the Wizard's Tower? We're getting bored of it now.
Who's getting bored of it?
Who's getting bored of it?
Are you guys enjoying it still?
Yeah, it's fucking introduce it already.
Okay, so in those cases, as everyone's
fucking
still
diva.
Hang on, I just got a text off Master Fenrig. He says you better fucking do the Wizard's Tower, or I'll get my ice fists out and fuck you with them. Okay, in those cases, it's time to jump cut to the Wizard's Tower to see what those bloody wizards are up to, isn't it? Take it away, cameraman. Oh,
cameraman.
What? We've already done the jump cut, Stu. You're ruining the magic.
Hello, I am Master Fenric, and these listeners are my fellow wizards, Master Cumrag.
Hello.
Hello, and Master Wizard 2.
Hello.
Hello. How are we on this fine day, Sarath?
Alright, yeah.
Yeah, should we just use their voices again?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I get tired of using my own voice. Everyone keeps laughing at me. Watch it, Master Cumrag. Do you want to talk at that fucking Stew Bell end?
Yeah, I suppose so.
His voice is so funny! Alright, so, for those who don't know, in the Wizard's Tower, we like to review a game and put it on our tiering cupboard. But just like, I imagine it'd be a lot of shelves with a copy of the game on where they are in the tiering, with a bin at the bottom. Which is just full of suspicious fluids and an N64 and shit games.
Should have a rundown of what's on it at the moment?
Oh, should we? Who's got?
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah.
No problem.
Should we do it in the style of the chart countdown?
Top of the chops.
No, it takes too long. Alright,
Yeah, you've done that before.
Oh shit, I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair play.
Yeah, number 6. I'll just power through it. We've got Trash, Jump Force and Naughty Bear.
They were shit.
Yep.
5th, Meh. We have Norman Sky, Darkness 2, Haze, Fallout 4. Okay, we have Dead Space and Star Wars Fallen Order. Good tier, we have Anthem, Alien vs. Predator, The Outer Worlds, Dark Messiah, Might and Magic, Twisted Metal World Tour, Mario Kart 8. In 2, Thick, we have Satisfactory, Untitled Goose Game, Alien Isolation, Fear, Soldier of Fortune 2, Splinter Cell, Chaos Theory. And in Shark tier, we have XCOM 2, War of the Chosen, Doom 2016, Mass Effect 2, Wolfenstein The New Order, Halo Reach, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2019, Far Cry 3, and Final Fantasy 7. And in Wizard tier, we have Red Dead Redemption 2 and Sonic 2. That's it.
And that was the top of the tier leagues in the Wizard's Tower. Thank you, Master Wizard 2, for reading it in Ryan's dulcet tones. It's
Master Wizard 1.
Oh, yeah, Master Wizard 2 has dropped that name and got it to be a Master Cumrag, hasn't it?
Yeah.
You wizards are so confusing. Right, okay. So, who wants to go first this week?
Me.
All right, then.
Found a game I want to talk about.
Go on, let's do it.
Dying Light.
Ooh, Sarath. Sorry, my voice dropped there, so I'm supposed to fare it again. Dying Light, tell us all about it.
So, it's, I think it came out in 2015 originally. The sequel is on its way, and it looks beautiful. So, it's living in this... You're a runner for like delivering goods and messages in a fictional world, not world, fictional city, and then oh my god, there's zombies everywhere.
Oh shit!
Yeah, it's like a zombie infestation thing.
Fuck.
So I can't remember the proper story, the start of the story originally, but I think you get bitten, and then you have to take this stuff that makes you sort of immune every now and again. But you do these missions and stuff, but you get a few guns, but obviously they're dead noisy and they attract stuff, attract zombies. But you can build weapons and swords and that and whatever and beat them all up, but it's also really good at free running, parkour.
Yeah, I think I remember the original one. I've not played it, but I've seen it played. Yeah. It does look good, to be fair. I don't know, I've not picked it up yet.
It's very nice, polished well, plays well. It's made by Techland Studios.
Who did Call of Juarez, I think, back in the day?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think they did.
And it's pretty good, actually. I'm going to put it in good.
Good?
Yeah, because when it gets like night time, it's scarier, and all the super buff zombies come out, the ones that chase you.
Hedge zombies.
Yeah, and you have to get to like, you can only fend them off with like ultraviolet lights. You have to like shine the torch in the faces to slow them down and burn them.
Oh,
or run to safe zones, which are just surrounded by ultraviolet lights.
Yeah, that sounds scary.
And you can like wait out the night. But like the longer you're out in night time, like the more XP you get. And you get bonus XP for being out at night. To get like these... Like they do drops and stuff, so there's like better equipment in there for you at night time.
Okay, yeah. So it sounds like
so there's risk and reward for playing at night.
Sounds good then.
Or you can just go to bed.
Yeah, in real life or in the game?
No, in the game. Come back at daytime.
Sounds good. So that was Wizard 1's entry to the Wizard Tower this week. What about Stu, Master Cumbrag's entry?
Empire Total War.
Sorry.
Go on, tell us about it.
It's a Total War game.
Isn't it?
Based on empires.
Sorry, it's
right,
a lot more.
And then, so next.
Well, what do you want? Total War game.
Tell the listeners
mustards.
What Total War games involve. Inform the listener.
Well, like, you jump about on the world map, and then you put an army somewhere, and you say attack this, and it goes into an RTS game, and then you shoot stuff with muskets.
It's a grand strategy game set in the age of musket and flintlock weaponry. With
it's just really satisfying making a massive line of infantry, and then having Native American warriors running towards you trying to chop you with axes.
Yeah, it's a bit one-sided and fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fair enough. So, where would you pop that on the board of shardiness or not shardiness?
I think just the fact that we sunk so many hours into it, it's going to have to go to thick.
Yeah, because it was a bit buggy at first, wasn't it? Practically unplayable at launch, and that does damage it. And the DLC wasn't fantastic for it.
No, the DLC was pretty cack for it.
Yeah, you were just playing the base game, weren't you?
Yeah.
So we're saying.
Yeah, you can play the base game, but you can get the mods where it allow you to play as any of the minor factions that pop up throughout the game randomly.
Yeah.
So you can play as the US.
It made a really weird world map where, like, everyone had rebelled from everyone. Like, Scotland was sat there, like, fuck off England and Wales, just doing its own thing at the top. It's like, oh my god, everything's gone crazy. Everyone's falling out with each other.
Yeah, it was two Frances as well. It was like the main Empire France, and there was like modern France, sat in the middle.
It was essentially like Royal France and Republican France, just like falling out with each other. So which one had Paris, can you remember? Was it Republic France?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it got really weird. But every time I've played it, France has never had the French Revolution.
No, never.
The French always just seem really happy. It's like, what the fuck? Where's the anger? But yeah, good game, fair shout. So for me, I'm going to go with Pokemon Sword, which I picked up with my Christmas money. So I didn't know what else to buy, so I bought Pokemon Sword.
Same as the other ones.
With a few caveats, I would say. It's
what is a caveat?
A condition or a hitch, like something, a changing factor, if you will. It's different in the obviously this is the first one built for the main console. It's kind of both, isn't it? It's a handheld and a main console, but as such, the graphics are probably the shiniest they've ever been in the Pokemon game. The maps are all a lot more sort of 3D now. It's not top-downy anymore. I know X and Y wasn't particularly top-down from that on, but this is, like, a lot more modern, I'd describe it. There's obviously different Pokemans in it, and some classics in there, some newbies. And there's this new thing, right? And it is a complete gimmick, I admit, where you can make the Pokemon go massive in certain battles.
Oh, that Gigantamax.
Dynamax thing, yeah. And it's
Gigantamax.
It's pretty much just the same.
Yeah. Who was I listening to? LGA I'm talking about it.
Yeah. So basically, it's only in the gym battles I've seen it so far. Yeah. It's like Power Rangers. Make my monster grow. You make your Pokemon go really big.
My penis grow.
Please. It's pathetic.
Yeah. It's just a little mushroom.
Let's sort of another game crossover thing.
Go on.
Pokemon Wank!
Pokewank! Yeah, I'm down with
that. Pokewank, yeah?
Uh oh! Charizard! That'd be quite good. If Pikachu shocks you if you do it too quickly. But anyway, I would say it's got shiny graphics, different Pokemans. They've tried to mix it up a little bit here and there, but it's still Pokemon, isn't it? So I will put it under.
Meh.
No, I won't go as far as meh. I'd say okay. It's okay. It's perfectly enjoyable, but it's not going to, like... I'm not going to be thinking of it once I've completed it. I'll be trading it in. That's what I'd say for that one, yeah? Is that the Wizard's Tower?
In those cases, let's go back to our normal... how are we leaving the tower today?
I think I'm going to stay up here. I'm just going to check the yard.
Oh dear, Master Cumrag seems to have had an incident. What about you, Master Wizard One?
I'm just gonna stay here and have a sleep in the chair by the fire. Because I'm sick of going down the stairs and back up again all the fucking time.
I don't know why
we fucking live up here.
I don't know why we even do it. It's a good point. But I'm going to go down anyway to go for a poo. Because the toilets are on the bottom floor, which is not a good idea. I'm going to take the lift, which has been recently greased by our new employee, Nyla. Here we go. Oh shit, he's greased it too much!
Thanks, wizards. Why do they keep going down? I'm glad one of them has finally noticed.
Well, we go up to review the tower, and then they leave.
Yeah, and then we
and then we sit in the
we're
tower.
We're studying like dickheads. Like, we're not allowed to touch anything. No. Last time I touched a bubbling test tube, Master Fenrig battered me.
We have to wait. So they leave the tower, and then we have to wait for them to come back up, and then we go down again.
And they always come back confused as to why they went down in the first place. So I don't fucking know. You're wizards.
That's what I mean, yeah.
You're supposed to be geniuses.
At least we've got someone to talk to downstairs now, though.
Yeah, we've got Merlin, and Nylar's about sometimes, isn't he?
Yeah, it's usually in the canteen.
When he's not greasing his shaft.
Yeah, greasing the shaft.
Fucking loves it, doesn't he? Polishing that shaft all day.
It seems like he's found his calling in life, doesn't it?
Yeah. But, now it is a little bit awkward because Master Wizard's just staring at us on that chair. Like,
maybe we should leave.
So maybe we should leave, yeah?
We can't take the lift, though, because Fenrig's just broken it. Fuck it, we'll just go halfway down the stairs onto a landing and record the rest. Okay, so it's the final part of the podcast. It's the game Who Am I, which is a new game we invented because the sexy name game was run out of ideas for. So last week's game, did we get any feedback from it, Stu?
It's not been out yet, has it?
Fuck it, I keep getting the timeline messes me up so much. Stu, stop using that fucking word.
It's an addictive word, sorry.
Yeah, well, don't. So, yeah, I get messed up with the timeline as to what's out and what's not. But last week's, which it will be in real time for you guys, we asked the question, I'm a big boy who spent a lot of time around boffins as a kid. I have a lady that lives inside me, a very shiny helmet, and all the personality of a cabinet. And I don't like seeing my multicoloured friends misplacing their explosives. Who do we think it was, friends? Don't you say Stu, because you know. Who do you think it was, Ryan?
Master Chief?
It was indeed, from Halo, Spartan 117, the deepest character in gaming, it was Master Chief. And if you got that right, folks, then you win 1 point. Well done. You earned it. This week's, are you ready for it? It is, I have travelled all around the country I live in, which didn't take long, constantly battling for recognition with my peers to be the best in my field. You must be good with animals to take part in my sport. I was the OG. Many have copied me since. Who am I? I warn you, it'd be quite easy to get this one wrong, so just have a little think before you post your answer. So there we go.
I know.
Eh?
I know.
Do you know, Ryan?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, this is not making it too difficult, eh? So if you think you know the answer, get those DMs, well, slide into Stu's DMs at ChartSelectPod. And let him know. Or if you want to give us a big long description of why you think you know, you can always email us as well at gmail.com, isn't it? chartselect@gmail.com. I knew that. So there we go. I believe that wraps up another episode of Chart Select.
Yep. See you next time.
Dog wank! Ryan, do you want to finish the podcast in this new fashion you've got? It was quite good last week.
Did you like that one?
Yeah, go ahead. You're on.
Alright, so you've been listening to Chart Select. You can find us at Chart Select Pod on Twitter. That's the main place to find us, really. To my left is Winstolf. You can find him at Winstolf on Twitter.
It's true.
I'm Ryan. You can find me at ChartSelectRyan on Twitter. And Stuart handles the at ChartSelectPod Twitter account there. So if you need any of us, find us there.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
I've got one final word. Dog wank!